Okay, our friends. So today we have a little bit of a history lesson slash entertainment. We like a little history and we like a little bit of entertainment. And have I got a doozy for you today? Today's story is called Mother Goose of Pudding Lane, a small, tall tale. And the story is told by Chris Roshka, and the pictures are by Vladimir Radinsky, and it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name? What do we call you?
A bird
A bird.
that hates pigs.
That hates pigs.
Especially if they're green and they try to steal your eggs.
That would make you a very angry bird, wouldn't it? Which color are you? Black. He might be explosive, friends. We got a black bird. Hold on tight. I'm so glad that you are here today. I'm glad that you're a bird because guess what? The story is about a woman whose name is Goose. Would you like
Wait,
to
wait,
know?
wait, 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 wait. Is she?
We're going to find out who the real Mother Goose is in this story. So hold on tight, you guys. You have heard of Mother Goose, but who is Mother Goose? Is she a real goose wearing a little white hat as she is in France? Is she an old country woman with a tall hat and a shawl as she is in England? Or is she Elizabeth Foster, who lived on Pudding Lane and married Isaac Goose of Boston? What? She's from Boston? Park the car in the garage. It's true. Elizabeth Foster was a young woman from the country. In 1692, she married old Isaac Goose from the city, a widower with 10 children. Together, they had four more. Elizabeth Goose was certainly a mother, and she was also a goose. She must have told stories and probably recited rhymes. With 14 children, how could she not sing lullabies? So here is the story of Mother Goose of Pudding Lane, and now you can decide who is the real Mother Goose. Now, in the picture, we can see Elizabeth.
Matilda,
Like me.
she's a goose that uses white eggs to attack the pigs.
I see. It's a pig reference. Yes. In the picture, we can see the young woman, Elizabeth Foster, marrying Isaac Goose. And then we can see, let's count their children, shall we? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Nine. Ten. Eleven. Twelve. 13. 14.
Yeah, she's got quite a few. 14 kids to take care of.
Plus them is 16.
Yeah, 16 people in that family. Okay, so now we're going to go through this book and we are going to look at all of the famous nursery rhymes that Mother Goose has given to us while also telling a story about her. We always see at least one or two of her nursery rhymes on each page. Elizabeth Goose met Isaac Goose, who loved her from the start. And now we can see some of her rhymes. One of them says this: "As I was going up Pippin Hill was dirty, and there I met a pretty miss, and she dropped me a curtsy. Little miss, pretty miss, blessings light upon you. If I had half a crown a day, I'd spend it gladly on you." And here's another one: "Mirror, mirror, tell me, am I pretty or plain, or am I downright ugly, and ugly to remain? Shall I marry a gentleman? Shall I marry a clown? Or shall I marry knives and scissors shouting throughout the town?" I don't know what that is, but I'm glad that I'm not that person. Elizabeth Goose asked Isaac Goose, "Will you be my true heart?" I wonder what he says to her. I'm going to guess yes, because obviously they had 14 children together. But we see two more of Elizabeth Goose's nursery rhymes, and they say this. On Saturday night shall be my care to powder my locks and curl my hair. On Sunday morning my love will come in when he will marry me with a gold ring. So I'm assuming she thinks he's going to say yes to her. Yep, sure enough. Elizabeth Goose with Isaac Goose began her life anew. And now we've got some more of her nursery rhymes. Are you ready? So the next two are this. Lavender blue and rosemary green. When I am king, you shall be queen. Call up my maids at 4 o'clock. Some to the wheel and some to the rock. Some to make hay and some to shear corn. And you and I will keep the bed warm. That's nice. They won't have to get out of bed. Everyone else will do the work for them. But I guess if you're king and queen, that's how that works. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the other one. In a cottage in Fife lived a man with his wife who, believe me, were comical folk. For to people's surprise, they both saw with their eyes and their tongues moved whenever they spoke. When quite fast asleep, I've been told that to keep their eyes open, they could not contrive. They walked on their feet. It was thought what they eat helped with drinking to keep them alive. What's amazing to tell, I've heard that their smell chiefly lay in the thing called their nose. And, though strange are such tales, on their fingers they'd nails, as well as on each of their toes. You know what's funny about that? They're just normal people. I have fingernails on my fingers and on my toes. And I smell with my nose. And when I drink water, I eat food, I stay alive. And they're just like me.
But not me, because I have a...
You're a bird. Yeah. Mother Goose also wrote rhymes for each of the months. There are how many months in a year?
12.
Very good.
Because I can see 6 on that page and 6 on the other.
Mm-hmm. Or 4 rows of 3. January, married, when the year is new, he'll be loving, kind, and true. When February birds do mate, you either wed or dread your fate. If you wed when March winds blow, joy and sorrow you'll both know. Marry in April when you can, joy for maiden and for man. Marry in the month of May, and you'll surely rue the day. Marry when June roses grow, over land and sea you'll go. Who marry in July are wed, must labor for their daily bread. Whoever wed in August be, many a change is sure to see. September. Marry in September's shine, your living will be rich and fine. If in October you do marry, love will come, but riches tarry. November. If you wed in bleak November, only joys will come, remember. December. When December snow falls fast, merry and true love will last. Wow. The only month you don't want to get married in, apparently, is May.
Why?
Because apparently you'll rue the day.
How do you rue a day?
That means that you will be sad and regret having had that day happen. Do you know something funny?
What?
Mommy got married in May. I don't rue it. Okay. Elizabeth Goose and Isaac Goose had children, quite a few. And maybe you'll know this one. Ready? There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and whipped them all soundly and put them to bed. Goodness, I don't think I'd want to live in her shoe with her. She sounds awful.
Why?
Because she whipped her children. I don't approve.
Why did she whip them?
Well, she didn't know what to do. Apparently, she had a lot to learn. Elizabeth Goose with Isaac Goose did raise a family. How about this one? Mm. The little dumpling, my son John, went to bed with his trousers on, one shoe off and one shoe on. The little dumpling, my son John. There was a little greenhouse, and in the little greenhouse there was a little brown house, and in the little brown house there was a little yellow house, and in the little yellow house there was a little white house, and in the little white house there was a little heart. And we can see all of these things in this book. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All play and no work makes Jack a mere toy. How many days has baby to play? Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Hop away, skip away, my baby wants to play. My baby wants to play every day. Elizabeth Goose, that family goose, now filled with poetry. Here's another one of her poems. I bet you've heard it. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. Every fiddler he had a fiddle, and a very fine fiddle had he. Tweedledee went the fiddlers. Oh, there's none so rare as can compare with old King Cole and his fiddlers three. With King Cole and his fiddlers three. I love that in the picture his fiddlers are cats.
I hope they're not exploding ones.
Me too. Here's one that you might know. This next page, actually, there's more than one. There's two. These next two pages have two of her more famous nursery rhymes. See if you can recognize them. Ba, ba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for my master, one for the dame, one for the little boy who lives in the lane. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird won't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring. If that diamond ring turns brass, Papa's gonna buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass gets broke, Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat. And if that billy goat runs away, Papa's gonna buy you another today. Elizabeth Goose, the family goose, did counsel and advise. The cock crows in the morn to tell us to rise. And he that hate... There's two. Here we can see two more of her nursery rhymes. And this one goes like this. The cock crows in the morn to tell us to rise. And he that lies late will never be wise. For early to bed and early to rise is the way to be healthy and wealthy and wise. Go to bed late, stay very small. Go to bed early, grow very tall. It's good advice, though. It means go to bed. Elizabeth Goose to the family goose was motherly and wise. Here are two more of her stories. Little Miss Lily, you dreadfully silly to wear such a very long skirt. If you take my advice, you would hold it up nice and not let it trail in the dirt. That means be clean. Goosey, goosey, gander, whither shall I wander? Upstairs and downstairs in my lady's chamber. There I met an old man who would not say his prayers. I took him by the leg and threw him down the stairs. Good heavens! See if you know this one. Gregory Griggs, had 27 different wigs. He wore them up, he wore them down, to please the people of the town. He wore them east, he wore them west, and never could tell which one he liked best. But I can tell which one I like best. Mm-hmm. There's in the picture, there's so many different wigs.
Which one?
Well, which one do you like?
You tell me first.
I think this one makes him look like George Washington.
That one's backwards.
That one's backwards, yeah. And then this one makes him look like Bach or Handel. The family goose thought Elizabeth Goose was sometimes like a zoo. Ready for these? Two more for you. Oh, where has my little dog gone? Oh, where can he be? With his ears cut short and his tail cut long, oh, where is he? And now how about this one? Chook, 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 chook. Good morning, Mrs. Hen. How many chickens have you got? Madam, I've got 10. 4 of them are yellow, and 4 of them are brown, and 2 of them are speckled red, the nicest in the town. Elizabeth Goose, quipped Isaac Goose, a poetess are you? And it's true, she does write a lot of poetry, doesn't she? Every one of these nursery rhymes are rhymes, and rhymes are parts of poetry. Ready? Barber, barber, shave a pig. How many hairs do you make a wig? 4 and 20, that's enough. Give the barber a pinch of snuff.
What's snuff?
It is something that they used to sniff a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But we would not do it today.
Why?
Because it is not good for you. A little pig found a $50 note and purchased a hat and a very fine coat with trousers and stockings and shoes, cravat and silk and shirt collar and gold-headed cane. Then proud as could be, he did march up the lane. Says he, I shall hear all the news. But you know what? Even when you have the most well-dressed of all pigs in the world, it's still just a pig.
I hate pigs.
I know. Elizabeth Goose loved Isaac Goose through summer, spring, and fall. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
She wrote lots of poems about days of the week, too, as well as months of the year and things like that. But they'll all be in this book. If you sneeze on Monday, you sneeze for danger. Sneeze on Tuesday, kiss a stranger. Sneeze on a Wednesday, sneeze for a letter. Sneeze on a Thursday, something better. Sneeze on a Friday, sneeze for sorrow. Sneeze on a Saturday, joy tomorrow. Achoo.
Wait, what's today?
Today is Sunday.
What does it have on Sunday?
It doesn't have one. They don't expect you to sneeze on Sundays. Now, Elizabeth Goose, said Isaac Goose, I love you best of all. Ready for some poems by Mother Goose? Curly locks, wilt thou be mine? Thou shalt not wash dishes, nor yet feed the swine, but sit on a cushion and sew a fine seam and feed upon strawberries and sugar and cream. That sounds amazing. Did you know that Mother Goose also wrote this one? Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, and so are you. Elizabeth Goose and Isaac Goose at last grew old and gray. Now, here's another one. Old woman, shall we go a-shearing?
Speak a little louder, sir, I'm very thick of hearing.
Old woman, shall we go a-gleaning?
Speak a little louder, sir, I cannot tell your meaning.
Old woman, shall we go a-walking?
Speak a little louder, sir, or what's the use of talking?
Old woman, shall I kiss you dearly?
Thank you, kind sir, I hear you very clearly.
I wonder if he kisses her. Elizabeth Goose, as Mother Goose, can still be heard today. Did you know that she is the person who came up with this particular little nursery rhyme. Ready? Mm-hmm. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And that, our good friends, is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.